Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank wants to know how you reward yourself, because they have cards that make every day more rewarding. Are you a points hoarder, cashback guru, low intro APR lover? With U.S. Bank, it's up to you, because they have the cards to fit your lifestyle. So earn more whether you're shopping at a gas station or a grocery store, even while planning a staycation. Learn more at usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Sam Pascoe, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. Each episode, we whip around the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free trial subscription. We first start with the top player notes from spring training. Brandon Woodruff will not make his scheduled start today after experiencing slight back stiffness. Manager Craig Counsell said the issue is no big deal and that Woodruff will be moved back a couple of days. Josh Lindblom will get the start today instead. Nationals manager Dave Martinez said Juan Soto was not available for yesterday's Grapefruit League game against the Astros after fouling a ball off his right foot during live batting practice on Sunday. Red Sox short baseman Xander Bogaerts underwent an MRI on his sore right shoulder on Monday, which revealed nothing particularly concerning. Astros relief pitcher Steve Cishek gave up back-to-back-to-back home runs in Monday's spring training game against Washington. Cishek's mission of making the Astros bullpen as a non-roster invitee got off to a bad start, but the homer barrage was the result of tinkering, suggesting the outing was an aberration. In NBA player news, Jaylen Brown is questionable for Tuesday's game against the Clippers. The 24-year-old missed Sunday's matchup against the Wizards with a knee soreness issue after being listed as questionable, and he's considered questionable again for tonight's contest. Tuesday's DraftKings NBA slate tips off at 7 p.m. Eastern and includes 6 games instead of 7 after the Toronto-Detroit matchup was postponed. Elfrid Payton is doubtful and appears likely to miss a fourth consecutive game. Jimmy Butler and Kyle Anderson are listed as questionable, while Grayson Allen has been ruled out. Keep an eye on the Spurs news as they will be shorthanded again for the second game of a back-to-back. The Memphis-Washington matchup is an appealing game to target. It features the highest total on the slate and will have some decent value options. Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal might be less popular than they should be with elite spend-up options available at the center and forward position. The Milwaukee-Denver game is another good target. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Joker stand out among the elite players, while Michael Porter Jr. stands out as a popular mid-range option with the Nuggets still missing players in the front court. Value picks today include DeMar DeRozan. The Spurs will be shorthanded again for the second game of the back-to-back. DeRozan has had consecutive outings of 46 and 54.75 DK points while playing at least 38 minutes in each game. Also consider Derrick Rose. Rose is expected to get another start at point guard for the injured Elfrid Payton. He's played at least 32 minutes in consecutive games and put up 42.75 DraftKings points on Saturday. Finally, take a look at Nerlens Noel. Tosh Gibson is listed as questionable after missing Sunday's game with an ankle injury. Noel played 40 minutes in consecutive games and is coming off a 35.75 DK point performance his last time out. For the complete breakdown, check out the DraftKings NBA Tuesday cheat sheet article on rotowire.com/pod. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.